This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome back to CBS Ion Veterans. I'm Navy veteran Phil Briggs, and today we're talking about upskill. Yeah, that's right. It's a new word I just learned about in 2020, but let me tell you, it says a whole lot about what you can do with your life. And we have, as a testament to that, an Air Force veteran who was once a cosmetologist, went on to get an MBA, and then went unemployed during the COVID crash and wound up a Salesforce software engineer at USAA. And it's all thanks to Salesforce Military Fellowship Program. And here to tell us more about that is Air Force veteran Janelle Fields. Janelle, welcome to Ion Veterans.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
What I found interesting about your story is one, the COVID crash, how even somebody as skilled and educated as you are with an MBA can wind up on the bench, but how you can find a new career path through this computer training you did all online. So let's unpack it all. Let's rewind. Let's start at the beginning. Air Force. While you were in, you were not a computer specialist, nor were you a finance specialist, but you were an admin rate. And after some deployments, you decide to get out and took a run at some cosmetology and owned your own salon and realized that that might not be a long-term solution for you. So then you went on, decided to further your education. And tell me about that.
I did end up deciding to go back to school, get my MBA in financial management, and I was not able to secure a role in the finance industry. So I ended up getting into sales. It's quite easy for most people to get into sales. So that became my pathway for a few years. And so I ended up seeing a LinkedIn share about Salesforce. There was a share, it said, become a Salesforce administrator, making on average $95,000 a year. And I thought, oh my goodness, that sounds right up my alley, right? I'd always wanted to get into tech, but you know, that type of a salary jump, that would have been amazing. And then sometime later, the company that I was working for in my sales role, I saw that they basically needed a CRM. And so I didn't know that the term was CRM at the time. So I said, okay, well, let me try to find a CRM. And the first thing I found was Salesforce. And I was like, oh, that sounds really familiar, you know? And I realized, yeah, this was that thing that you clicked on about a year and a half ago. You clicked on and clicked off. And so I ended up studying on my own, self-paced online. Salesforce has a really great online platform called Trailhead. And they even have a subsector of Trailhead called Trailhead Military. I studied self-paced. And my goal was that I would become a certified admin and present this option to the small business that I was working for and say, hey, here's a CRM you can get. I'm already an admin. And that would have been like my backdoor way into tech, right? It did not work out that way. I ended up getting laid off at the beginning of 2020. And that's pretty much what started that transition into Salesforce. I had to make a decision.
Okay, let me just unpack that real quick. So here you go from cosmetology, you get an MBA, which I mean, people wave that thing around like that. You look at me, I got an MBA. I mean, you get to sit at the VIP seats in the restaurant when you got an MBA. And then you and then you're tasked with finding this CRM, which as I know is customer relationship management software, right?
Right.
So you have to kind of make this thing for the company you're working for. And they figure you got the big brain with the MBA. So you go do this. You figure out how we get this CRM thing for our company. COVID hits and boom, all of a sudden your sales job eliminated. Here you are, this impressive background and the same spot that helped you build this presentation to make the customer relationship management software for the company you were working for now kind of becomes a resource for you. It's Salesforce. And I know that we've said the word a couple times, but so I understand, Salesforce is a software development application, something or other that you can use, and you began training with it to take yourself to the next level in IT. Share with me, one, the 30,000 foot view of what Salesforce is, and then two, let's dial into what you exactly did on your path and got yourself a Salesforce fellowship, which was a 12-week internship paid and ended with a job with USAA. So let's just start. Salesforce, what is it?
For people that have no idea what a CRM is, I like to give the comparison for Salesforce to that of like Apple iOS. Most people have an iPhone, right? So I like to think that Salesforce is like iOS for businesses. So you have like standard applications that iOS provides, and then you have custom applications that can be built and can basically kind of run your life. Your iPhone is going to be different from my iPhone. You know, we're going to be able to do, you know, a lot of the same things, but you can just really fully customize yours out for your particular needs for your life. So I feel like it's very attainable. I feel like if you automate your own life, if you automate your bill pay, if you automate your calendar, that's the same way that you can automate things for your business with Salesforce. So I quickly learned that because Trailhead really provides an avenue that is just so, it's so seamless. It's like you're clicking here, you're clicking there, you're following this instruction and that instruction, and you're really seeing, hey, I can do this. It's not really hard. They really have provided a very thorough platform. They put a lot of time, a lot of energy. They have great folks that have been writing this material. They're walking you through how to build an application, where it's just like how you said, like, it seems like, oh my gosh, like you have to be an MIT graduate. It's like, no, like they have really put a lot of time and effort into making sure that this material is digestible, and they've also created playground environments for you. So you can create all these different playground environments and actually like build out applications for yourself. You can build out an application to manage your lifestyle. You can build out an application to mimic something that mimic a business process at your job. It's really attainable, but I basically studied Trailhead all 2020. That was my entire 2020. And so throughout 2020, I was able to gain 5 Salesforce certifications just by hunkering down and just really, really, really maximizing the platform that they provided for us. That's Trailhead.
And in the end, what were you certified to do?
So my first certification was pretty much the gateway certification, the system administrator certification. It's called the Salesforce admin certification. And then the next one that I got was the platform app builder certification. So that one, it kind of extends your knowledge of the platform in that you're able to now kind of focus more on the automation of the automation. You're able to kind of more so make the system do what you want it to do, when you want it to do it, how you want it to do it. And then I started to focus on a specialization because you can actually do that. There's different cloud specializations. So I kind of focused more on the marketing cloud specialization. That was the direction that I thought that I was going in at the time. So yeah, I got 2 general platform certifications and then 3 marketing certifications.
Now, once you get these certifications, did you go out and did you find job opportunities the way I do it, like LinkedIn and applying for jobs, or did Salesforce help plug you in with USAA?
My personal route, I had basically done like a short apprenticeship with a company called Cloud Pathfinder Consulting. They are a veteran-owned small consulting firm. And then a couple of months later, I ended up finding out about this fellowship program through Hiring Our Heroes. And this fellowship program was basically sponsored by Salesforce. They put the money up that allowed the program to basically pay us, whereas a lot of people, they don't really get that on-the-job experience, and they also don't get like a paid on-the-job experience. So my company, USAA, they participated in that program and said, hey, yeah, we'll take a couple of folks and we'll allow them to come here and get like this real world experience. And if we have an opportunity at the end, we'll see, you know, if they're a good fit. And it just so happened that I turned out to be a good fit.
You went unemployed, you upskilled, and now you are an IT software specialist with USAA. Man, what a great story. Air Force veteran Janelle Fields, I can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much.
And if you're a veteran listening, interested in getting a new career, a tech career focused on customer service, marketing automation, analytics, and app development, check out Salesforce.com. And you can follow a variety of paths and get started on a trailhead today. And we'll be back with more when CBS Eye on Veterans continues.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.